spent $43 on things like jewelry, flowers, candy, and dinner. Now, the total spent in the United States, around $19.6 billion. This is USA Radio News.
On February 16th, from PureFlix,
Samson, chosen by the living God,
a hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 16th. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
And participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
We're hearing reports Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin improperly accepted a gift of Wimbledon tickets, misspent taxpayer money, and misused department resources in an official trip to Europe last year. That's according to the Inspector General's report. The report said a department employee acted as a personal concierge during the trip to Europe, and Dr. Shulkin's chief of staff made false claims, which then made it possible for Dr. Shulkin's wife to take part in the trip as well. Three-time Olympic gold medalist Sean White has said he wants to move past sexual harassment allegations by a former bandmate. Now he says he's focused on the current games after winning the gold medal, not a two-year-old sexual harassment claim. Take a listen to his comments after winning last night in South Korea.
You know, honestly, you're here to talk about the Olympics, not, you know, gossip. So, I don't think so. I am who I am, and I'm proud of who I am, and my friends, you know, love me and vouch for me, and I think that stands on its own. So
this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The White House announced President Trump wants to swap the federal food stamp program for a blue apron type program that would mail out boxes of canned goods to low-income families. The plan was met with some skepticism and criticism from some folks on the left, but Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia, he's a Republican, he says, look, people are always going to find something at fault with President Trump's plans if they don't like him.
Well, look, let's take it in this way. Those who want to disagree with this administration will come up with everything from, you know, any excuse, even, you know, reverting to hyperbole to make it sound bad. What they're actually saying is let's look at a program and make sure, number one, you know, like Mick Mulvaney said in the White House, let's make sure, number one, that the folks who need help get good, fresh food that we can have. Now, the boxes are not the fresh, but there's got to be a balance.
Crews of the Costa Rican Coast Guard have begun a 10-week training program in Baltimore to learn how to operate 2 refurbished, outdated U.S. patrol boats. USA Radio Network's John Clemens fills us in.
The 2 110-foot cutters worth about $18 million were donated to the Costa Rican Coast Guard to help stop human trafficking as well as other illicit activities like drug smuggling. Heather Nauert of the U.S. State Department gave us details.
The cutters will provide Costa Rica with its ability to effectively patrol to the full extent its Pacific waters, a prominent transit zone for illicit drugs coming to the United States. Costa Rica ranks as the second highest in the Western Hemisphere for transshipment of cocaine following the country of Mexico. Mexico.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
And good afternoon, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We meet here live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m., and now we're on video. You can follow me on Facebook. If you go to the Modern Design page that I have on Facebook, you can see that we are live right now, and then you can watch us in the video cast. Well, our topic today happens to be staging your house for the spring market, and there's nobody else that I'd rather have in studio with me than my go-to person for staging, somebody that's worked with me for a long time, and a realtor who just achieved a couple of wonderful honors at Weikert right here in Flemington. Her name is Dottie Polak. Good afternoon, Dottie.
Good afternoon, Rich.
Great. So let's talk a little bit about the weather, which is quite warm right now, and we'll get into our show. All right, let's see. The National Weather Service is telling me currently that we're at 52 degrees, which is nice for February to have 52 degrees. Partly sunny with a high of 50. Well, we've surpassed that already. Tonight, rain likely, 70%, low of 37. On Thursday, there's going to be patchy fog, then mostly cloudy with a high of 61 degrees. On Thursday night, an 80% chance of rain with a low of 48. On Friday, a lot of rain, Dottie.
Yeah.
Well, on Friday, rain likely 60% with a high of 56. So at least it's warm. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 25. On Saturday, it's going to be a partly sunny day, only with a high of 37. Saturday night, you won't believe this. Snow likely 60% with a low of 26 degrees. I thought we were out of the woods, Dottie. And then finally, it's mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 46. Well, again, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. We meet here each Wednesday from 2 to 3, talking all things related to your home, how to improve, things that you can do to get ready for the next season, how to update, decorate, great places in the tri-state area to buy things, and lots to talk about. So we're going to take a couple of brief commercial messages, and then Dottie and I will get into our show today, which is all about home staging for the spring market.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys.
This is really topical. And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray, and the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening to HCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My guest in studio today live is Dottie Polak of Weikert Realtors. She is a wonderful realtor, winning award after award, all sorts of clubs. What was the most recent award you were telling me?
It's the Circle of Excellence Bronze Level.
One. Wonderful, wonderful. And consistently, every quarter coming up with all sorts of accolades and so on. So I want to start by talking to you because we have a history together of many years mm-hmm. of how you feel important staging is, how it used to be and how it is now, and in your perspective on staging a property.
I think it's very important.
Okay.
It gives people perception as to what the property can look like, what the interior can look like.
Here's what I think. Now, I've done this for 21 years. Even, I would say, 15 years ago, people, I think, were more willing to buy fixer-uppers. If they were in a good area, if they were moving out west because people wanted to be further west, they were willing to take on a project, a little bit of a project, especially if it was cosmetic. I don't see that anymore. You tell me, when the buyers are coming into you, tell me what
they
are looking for.
They want everything finished.
Why do you think there's that drastic change now?
I think it's a lack of knowledge.
Okay.
Of being able to renovate.
Right, and they just want it done because it's intimidating.
Yes.
You know, I think when we...
And costly.
Oh, very true. I think when we bought our houses and did things, we kind of wanted to get our hands dirty,
yes.
right?
Same and with us. We were looking for something to put our own... taste into it.
Right, to put your stamp on. And that was of our, I think, of our generation and of our time.
Mm-hmm.
And I see with the new generation, that's not true at all. And also the flip side is the people that are trading down to, they don't necessarily want a project.
True.
Because if you're going from a single family house to a townhouse and you want to be in a townhouse in a area where there's shopping and so on, those are going to be older townhouses.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to buy something that's probably 30 years old. And you
yes.
need to put a new kitchen, new carpeting, all that stuff in. So I think staging has become a lot more the norm. I also think that television shows have sort of brought people's expectations up.
Yes.
I would say 15 years ago, very few people had granite. Not everybody had granite 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was considered an upscale item. A lot of people had Corian, remember? It was the step up from Formica.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden the standard was granite. It was you had to have stone, and then it was stainless steel appliances, and everybody had to have stainless steel appliances.
Yes.
At many different price points. When you go out with people, when you start with somebody, what are some of the key things that they ask for? Is there a consistency in certain things that they ask for over and over?
As far as interior, a lot of them want it finished.
Right.
I'll get the very few that want a fixer-upper.
Right.
But the majority of them want the house done.
Done.
Some don't mind a few things.
Right.
I do have a lot of young people that have children and don't want to deal with renovating with children in the house.
Which is a very valid point.
Yes.
And so on. So let's go through real estate in Hunterdon County, Flemington, but also the general area. Mm-hmm. I feel the economy is getting better. I see that very much in my business, that things are really picking up. And it's not exactly the way it was years ago, but it seems to be a little bit of momentum. How has that been following through with real estate?
I've been extremely busy this mm-hmm. winter.
Right.
Inventory is low. That is the problem.
Okay.
Where I have a lot of buyers looking for the same price range, the same type of home, but yet there aren't many on the market to pick from.
And that's funny because even maybe 4 years ago, there was a lot of inventory.
Yes.
What do you attribute the change in a lower inventory to?
It could be people are comfortable
where they are.
At. Mm-hmm. Just not ready to move. There was a lot of job changes before where I think jobs are stabilizing and people are staying.
That's true. Maybe some people, their houses didn't sell and decided, okay, if I'm not going to get my price, maybe I'll stay where I am.
And renovate.
And renovate and do things to mm-hmm. it. What price point would you say is in the general area here is sort of a
hot.
Good... Yeah, what's the hot price point
here? I'd say between $3,000 and $4,500.
Right. So if you're under the five market, for you, do those houses sell faster?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do with you is I'm going to go with categories of homes. And then we're going to make some suggestions. I'm going to make some suggestions, and you're going to make some suggestions. So I want to start with the base. Let's talk about condos, maybe two-bedroom, one, two-bedroom condos. A mm-hmm. Lot of them in the Flemington area and the surrounding area. For me, when I go into a condo, if there's carpeting, I change out the carpeting, and I do neutral carpeting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think that anybody else wants somebody else's carpeting,
exactly.
even if it's in pretty good shape. If there's any sign of wear, I think carpeting should be replaced. What about on your end?
Well, same with the style of carpeting.
Sure.
That low pile
right.
is really in with the pattern.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
really in right now.
Yeah, so a cut pile carpeting, just to talk about, to elaborate on what Dottie was saying, the cut pile carpeting was very in style back in the day, and you'd have
yeah.
white or off-white or a very light color, which by now is very dark and you know, dust collects in it,
mm-hmm.
and it gets matted. It has crush marks.
Yeah.
So the newer carpets now are a closed loop fiber, so you don't have that same crush marks. I remember years ago in my condo, I'd want to go back and forth with the lines of the vacuum cleaner,
yes.
so you saw that was done, and that was the trend, and the opposite has happened.
Mm-hmm.
You went from, if you were rich, you had a very high, you had a high padding
yes.
and a high thick carpet,
yes.
and now it's exactly the opposite, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
You want a low pile carpet.
It's low profile. It's easier to maintain, I think, and I think it's beautiful.
Do you think, I always am under the impression that if people can have hardwood floors, or at least hardwood floors on the first floor, that's what they want. But what are you hearing in the market for condos?
For condos, I am seeing a mixture of hardwood
uh-huh.
upstairs, mainly carpet upstairs. I think a lot of people prefer carpet upstairs.
On the second floor because
yes.
it's warmer.
Yes.
So the expectation or the wish list is maybe hardwood floors on the first floor. And then wall-to-wall carpeting on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about kitchens. And what do you see out there in kitchens when people are going to renovate? Let's talk about condo kitchens, which don't necessarily have that many cabinets.
Right.
What do you normally see when you go out there and you're looking at a condo and a resale? Maybe somebody wants to be close to the Flemington, the business center. So those were built in the pop was like in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
like early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you seeing out there when people have...
Some people have renovated their cabinets.
Right.
And put in the granite,
uh-huh.
put in higher-end appliances, stainless steel.
What would you say that people's, if they have their druthers, is there a consistency in what kind of cabinets they wish they could have?
No. And no, that doesn't just seem to be... I have a few people say they prefer maybe white.
Right.
But if the wood is absolutely gorgeous, they're happy with that, too.
They'll work with it.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it's very funny because I think cabinets, even if you do a classic style cabinet, styles just change. I'm even finding now for the first time in 13 years, I'm redoing my house. Even though it's as traditional as can be, it does eventually get dated.
Yes.
So you have to mix it up. Now I'm going for more of a transitional look.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, when things are in a period, you remember that period, right? We think of the 80s and perms and all the stuff that went with that. And it's the same thing with, you know, the early 2000s, which were still on the tail end of a very traditional, embellished, you know, we worked on a lot of jewel tone colors and so on. And it's sort of we went from the warm end of the color spectrum to the cool end of the color spectrums. So we're seeing, a lot of grays and blues
the
now.
Grayish taupes.
Right.
And,
and then everything's gotten a lot whiter. Trim has gotten a lot whiter. When I started in this business, people wanted linen white trim. If I would approach them with white trim, they would be like, oh, too stark, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They would want a linen white or a yellowy-looking white trim, a yellowy-looking trim. Now, very much the opposite, a whiter white. And one of the reasons I think that is because the colors on the walls, for the most part, aren't so saturated. You're seeing lighter colors. You're seeing lots of soft light grays, even off-whites. So if you're starting with an off-white, you need a whiter white or a super white.
To complement it.
Right, to complement it and show contrast.
Yes.
Very much so. So what about appliances? Is it assumed that when you're buying a condo that the appliances are just going to be original? Or when you go to see listings or if you list a property, if somebody has a 10-year-old dishwasher refrigerator, do you advise them to sell it?
To replace it?
To replace them, I'm sorry, before they sell?
No, I don't. No.
Is that a stumbling block in the condo market?
I wouldn't say appliances are. It depends how old they are. If they're original,
right.
If they're really old.
Mm-hmm.
If they're electric with the coil, then, you know.
And there's a lot of that because in the early...
There's a lot out there.
In the 80s, that was the big thing. And it was also a safety issue, especially if you have a second floor unit. There was a thing for a while also, but there's exceptions to that in New Jersey where if you had a second or third floor unit, I don't think you could have gas, like a gas dryer. That was something that was code. I don't know if that's changed since then. But a lot of the condos that were built in the early 80s when the development west started to really boom out here was electric stoves with the coils and so on.
Wow.
What's a deal breaker when people go into maybe any house?
Wallpaper, a lot of wallpaper.
Other people's wallpaper. That's a very good
point. That pattern is so personal.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Are people looking for maybe are you see the millennials are looking for condos or is it people trading down from a house to a condo? Who's your condo buyer?
Millennials mainly.
It's their first step?
Yeah.
Now, it's been said that millennials have a very unrealistic expectation of what they're going to get for the dollar. Is that true?
I don't know about that.
Or maybe
that's
not fair.
They're more savvy because they're on the internet all the time.
So they have so much access to information.
They know what's sold. They know what to expect.
Right.
I think what they're looking for is, I don't want to use the word far-fetched, but everybody wants something that's renovated.
Sure.
And, you know, as one comes on a market that's beautifully renovated, you've got a dozen buyers that want it too.
Oh, so it becomes sort of like a bidding war as well, it looks. All right, we're going to go to the first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design right after this.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Modern Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm a home stager, contractor, and interior decorator for the past 21 years with two locations. A new location right here in the Hunterdon County area in Ringo's, New Jersey. I'm with Inside Flemington Fan and Lighting in a 6,000 square foot showroom with lots of lighting, but also wonderful decorative items and furniture, great candles, beautiful artwork. So come check me out there. My second location is up near Short Hills Mall in beautiful downtown Maplewood Village, and that's 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey, next to the post office. To reach Maven Hill Designs for anything, the phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Well, our topic today is staging your house for the spring market. And realtor extraordinaire Dottie Polak is here right around the corner, literally around the corner, with Weikert Realtors in Flemington. And we're talking about the importance of staging. And if you're just tuning into the show now, how the expectation of people is different. They're looking in a way to have something that looks more like a model, don't you think? Do you remember the new builders used to have, I guess they still do, but the model homes and people would just go to get ideas and they were just done to the nines and you got some great ideas from doing that. I think people now have the expectation that their house, whether it be 5 years old or 155 years old, has to kind of look like a model in a way. Mm-hmm. They're not going to accept some stuff the way they were, probably at any price point.
Yes.
Well, as your price point goes up, do you find that the expectation automatically jumps, or it depends upon the individual?
Depends on the individual.
Some people are more willing to let things go, or maybe it's where they come from. Or for me, I think I would always, if I was going to have a resale, I would never want something done, because if it wasn't done to my taste, I'd be like, oh, I have to live with it.
And I would feel bad having to pull out a carpet that was expensive that I want to put my own in.
Right, because you want to. But I don't know that you could live with, personally, because I know you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could live with somebody else's design aesthetic, because you have a very specific aesthetic that you like. And I think it's people's comfort level in their home has to be there.
Yes.
Most of the houses I've ever owned were new. My condo was brand new. My townhouse was not brand new. We built the house. And then finally, the house that I've been in the longest, someone else built.
Yes.
And it was pretty rough when I bought it, if you remember.
I do.
So I was able to put my brand on it. But if that house had been redone or flipped, I'm not sure I'd want it. So,
yes.
So
again, back to what you had said earlier about us from a different generation.
Sure.
Not minding to taking the work on.
No, but it's a different world now.
Yeah.
And I know if I'm going to sell my house sometime in the future, what I have to do is two things. And I say this to the people on Modern Design. Don't wait a long time to do everything. Every year, do a little project, right?
Yes.
I think that makes a big difference. It makes it easier because if, God forbid, there's a life change, whatever that is, or maybe perhaps it's a promotion or something good, and you have to sell, you don't want to have to start all those projects with that, with a countdown.
I agree.
So do little things every year. Sometimes you have broken seals on windows. Okay, let's work on that this year. Mm-hmm. You know, trim has to be replaced. We have running trim outside. We have to redo the deck. Whatever you have to do, keep those projects up and do them, you know, so that they're not such a big deal at the end.
Yeah,
I
agree.
So let's move from the condo market to sort of more of a mid-market. Maybe people are trading up from a condo or townhouse to their first house. And Hunterdon County, I guess there's a lot of colonials, but there's also a lot of, I mean, there's development back here in the 60s, not as much. So splits, what do you see people, what type of houses are you seeing people when they're going to get their first house and they want a single family house? What are people looking for?
I actually have a few clients with little children uh-huh. that are looking for more of a one level living.
Don't you think in general, like when I was a kid, it was like, people didn't want ranches anymore. They thought they were small or something. I thought it was considered kind of like, oh, you have a ranch. And now it is exactly the opposite.
Yeah.
So people are asking for ranches.
Yes, because what's happening also is with that, with somebody who has done the renovation,
right.
you could really do an open floor plan on a ranch, not
sure.
so much a center hall colonial.
Right, exactly. So yeah, you really can do a lot with a ranch. You can make a ranch country French. You can make a ranch somewhat transitional or contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
You really could change a ranch significantly.
Yeah.
And I think more and more people want one floor living. It's just amazing.
Yes.
But the reason that people in the 50s and 60s, there were a lot of ranches, and then come the 70s, the builders, it's a lot more expensive to go out than it is to go up.
Yes.
And it was sort of for economic reasons you saw that the bedrooms were upstairs.
Exactly. The footprint
is different. Mm-hmm. And you have a smaller footprint on percentage
on
of... Oh, yeah. But on the lot, you have a smaller footprint.
Yes.
Just taller and so on. So it is... you know, the problem is now, because so much time has passed, that most of the ranches, or many of the ranches, I would imagine, are old. And for you to find a new ranch, unless you're in like a 55 and over plan community where
right.
it's a different feel, you don't see new ranches. You don't see people buying new ranches. So that makes it difficult. And when you do have one that's a newer ranch, they go pretty quick.
Yes.
So friends of ours had that big ranch, but it was built in 1978. It wasn't a 60s ranch. So because it was a little bit newer, I think it was... in the end, an easier sale because it had a big footprint and it was a ranch.
Nice.
Because they're a little unusual.
Oh, yes.
Are people asking for split levels? Are they in, they're out? What's the story with splits?
I'm not getting people requesting them.
Okay.
But I am showing a lot of them.
You know, splits had become, when the colonial era was popular, splits had become very unpopular. It was always hard to regulate the HVAC in them. Mm-hmm. You were always walking down steps. And the rooms were tight. They were small and tight.
Yeah.
But what I see happening is a new trend as we go towards more of a contemporary aesthetic. The one thing that you can do, because a split level in itself was a modern style house, is that you can take out all the interior walls and you could make it into a split can make a very contemporary looking space. You open up all the walls and you can do contemporary spare furniture, and you have the ability, if you're a millennial, because usually splits are at a lower price point, to put the work into it and make it look like that. Is there things that come up when you're looking for your first house? A lot of people saying fireplace. Is that a yes or a no on fireplace?
Yeah, I'm not getting anybody say no to the fireplace.
But is it a wish list item for people?
No.
Not necessarily?
No, not necessarily.
Hardwood floors?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Level land?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a big one, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of areas around here in Raritan Township that have sloped yards.
Yeah.
Sloped driveways. Me personally, I think I'd rather if the house sat up
higher. I love it, yeah.
Than lower.
Exactly. Well, you know, if you're going to be... Okay, so... realistically, if I tell you the truth, so in 2000, I built a house on a hill. I loved it because when you looked out the front windows, there was beautiful mountain views. Out your front door, there was mountain views. I thought it was more private. I thought it made it more the house more grand than it actually was, and I loved it. But it made it very hard to sell that house because people that have children want a flat, level lot. And even if you terrace... it's not the same as having flat level land.
Right, and the same thing with the driveway with the snow weather.
Oh, my God, absolutely, because they were terrified. Oh, you know, the driveway waiting for the bus and so on.
Yeah.
But I will say I believe that an up lot is much more appealing to people than a down lot.
Yes.
I think a down lot is a harder lot to sell, don't you think?
Yes. I showed one a couple of months ago, maybe about a month and a half ago, and just it seemed like the slope down the driveway seemed so steep. I parked in the street. I didn't even want to go down it because I can't see in front of myself.
Exactly. There's blind spots.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I guess if you can get flat level in, I would say that's probably very popular.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go into the bigger type homes, the estate type homes, and then we're going to go actually into steps of things that you and I when we come together that you can do to make your house show wonderful. In the larger scale homes,
it seems to me in the Hunterdon County area that there was a boom, the 80s, the 90s, up until about 2008 when there was that crash with the banks and things changed. People moved further west so they could get more house for their money, a bigger house, a newer house, and a little bit more, you know, a little bit more of a country feel. I feel from 2008 forward that sort of that look sort of became a little bit out of fashion. So the people that had money could jump on things because the prices dropped and it moved them up fast into a big house. But over time, those big houses with the two-story foyers and so on, I think are also starting to look sort of a period of time. And now we're in a very different period of time. And I think people live differently. So in the higher end market, easier to sell, the bigger house is harder to sell.
Harder to sell.
Especially resale, right?
Yes.
Tell me why.
We don't have the move up. Because like you had said, regarding 2008 to now,
right,
a lot of people didn't have, they were just trying to keep a job or find a job, not necessarily getting raises that they could move up.
Right, right.
And it really changed people's opinions on moving up, not wanting to have that big home just in case this happens again.
Yes,
and
I think it's scared
with
people.
That huge mortgage.
Right. Exactly, and heating and cooling and more maintenance and more windows and more everything.
I have people that come to me and I know what they're qualified for, yet they want to go a couple hundred thousand less.
Wow,
because they don't want to go up that high. They want to be at a major comfort level.
Yeah, people I think are unfortunately, well, for us guys, more into life experiences, I think.
Yeah.
And less into their homes, which is a drastic change to the ordering thousands of dollars worth of window treatments and things that I had done earlier on in my career, as many tassels as people could get on their things.
People rather go rock climbing on the weekends than spend money on draperies.
And not, you know, it's funny, not even the millennials, but the trade down people are like less, clean, less furniture. So it's sort of the consensus with everybody to go modern and clean, I think. So when you have a house, a bigger house, a state house, and Hunterdon County has a lot of those, I don't know, anything that turns people off. I say typically those homes, the mindset when they built them was they were going to be very personalized because they were going to be in that home forever. And of course, there's no such thing as forever in life. So when you go to see those homes, and you worked on a lot of those homes, and you did lots of decorative finishes and very personal stuff, do you find consistently when you look at those homes, are they still very personalized?
I see a lot of personalization.
Yeah, yeah. Before the show, I did some research, and I pulled up some homes in the $800 to $1.5 million in this general area, and they're not updated.
No. And there's a lot of them, as far as custom personalization, a lot of custom moldings that are not, they're just a lot.
Right.
A lot of molding, a lot of trim work, a lot of heavy finishes.
Right.
I still see a lot of the old faux finishes, which are out now.
Right.
And
big moldings, mirrored spaces, a lot of things that were very over the top.
Yes.
And I don't see those people in that market doing stuff to the houses. No. And I think more so they need to update those houses. I can't tell you how many houses that I looked at yesterday for today's show that were in that higher range of about a million or over. And it looks like they were the core was the original house. In other words, years ago, in the master bedroom, there was always the jacuzzi tub, but it was built into like a block almost. You know what I mean? That huge block. I didn't see one house that didn't have that took it out and put a freestanding air jet tub and so on. They were really kept as they were because I think because of how they went into it and the pride they have in their houses, coming out, they're not seeing the money coming out.
Yeah.
So where do you think you're best situated in the market now if you're looking to list your house? Is it condos because they come and go easy? Is it the first house or is it the big house? What do you think is the easiest sale in general or time or so on?
Probably the first two categories.
Yeah.
Now is really a good time to sell because we don't have a lot of homes on the market. Inventory is low, and there's a lot of buyers out there looking.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Open houses are busy.
Interest rates are still low, and the economy's good.
Yes.
So it is a good time to list your house.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take our news now. We're going to go to a quick news, and we'll be back with a lot more with Dottie Pollack here from Weikert Realtors talking about how to get the most out of your money and stage your house for the spring market.
USA Radio News.
I'm ready to get started. This is the debate they said they wanted.
I said we'd have an open and fair process. We're trying to do that, and the sooner we get started, the better, because we'll need to wrap this up this week.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell talking about the immigration debate. Now, there is some word, and the senator did also accuse Democrats of stalling on immigration as the Senate entered its third day of debate without having a single policy vote. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan also weighed in on the immigration debate and the March 5th deadline.
This place works better with deadlines, and we want to operate on deadlines. We clearly need to address this issue in March. I'll just leave it at that.
Just a reminder, today is Valentine's Day. The average consumer will spend over $143 on things like jewelry, flowers, candy, and dinner. Now, the total spent in the United States, around $19.6 billion. This is USA Radio News.
On February 16th, from PureFlix,
Samson, chosen by the living God,
a hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 16th. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
We're hearing reports Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin improperly accepted a gift of Wimbledon tickets, misspent taxpayer money, and misused department resources in an official trip to Europe last year. That's according to the Inspector General's report. The report said a department employee acted as a personal concierge during the trip to Europe, and Dr. Shulkin's chief of staff made false claims, which then made it possible for Dr. Shulkin's wife to take part in the trip as well. 3-time Olympic gold medalist Sean White has said he wants to move past sexual harassment allegations by a former bandmate. Now, he says he's focused on the current games after winning the gold medal, not a 2-year-old sexual harassment claim. Take a listen to his comments after winning last night in South Korea.
You know, honestly, you're here to talk about the Olympics, not, you know, gossip. So, I don't think so. I am who I am, and I'm proud of who I am, and my friends, you know, love me and vouch for me, and I think that stands on its own. So
this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The White House announced President Trump wants to swap the federal food stamp program for a Blue Apron-type program that would mail out boxes of canned goods to low-income families. The plan was met with some skepticism and criticism from some folks on the left, but Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia, he's a Republican, he says, look, people are always going to find something at fault with President Trump's plans if they don't like him.
Well, look, let's take it in this way. Those who want to disagree with this administration will come up with everything from, you know, any excuse, even, you know, reverting to hyperbole to make it sound bad. What they're actually saying is let's look at a program and make sure, number one, you know, like Mick Mulvaney said in the White House, saying, let's make sure, number one, that the folks who need help get good, fresh food that we can have. Now, the boxes are not the fresh, but there's got to be a balance.
Crews of the Costa Rican Coast Guard have begun a 10-week training program in Baltimore to learn how to operate 2 refurbished, outdated U.S. patrol boats. USA Radio Network's John Clemens fills us in.
The 2 110-foot cutters worth about $18 million were donated to the Costa Rican Coast Guard to help stop human trafficking as well as other illicit activities like drug smuggling. Heather Nauert of the U.S. State Department gave us details.
The cutters will provide Costa Rica with its ability to effectively patrol to the full extent its Pacific waters, a prominent transit zone for illicit drugs coming to the United States. Costa Rica ranks as the 2nd highest in the Western Hemisphere for transshipment of cocaine following the country of Mexico.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
And my name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design. I'm with Dottie Polak of Weichert Realtors, and we're talking today about staging your house for spring market. So we kind of said there were three areas we're going to talk. We're talking about the condo market, the first house market, and then the luxury market. So we've kind of addressed that. We see that the economy is getting better. It's actually a good time to buy because the interest rates are very good and the economy is better. But also it's a good time to list your house if you have in the past couple of years haven't been terrific. And there's lower inventory. So the prices are starting to creep up a little bit.
A little bit.
So it puts pressure on the potential buyers to make a decision quickly. So it's a good time to list. I think spring market is a perfect time if you want to test. Test now. But I'm going to start by saying this. Before you put a property on the market, you have to do your homework. You have to see what the competition is. You have to go online and see what the houses in your particular area look like on the inside and what the expectation is. And then once you have to do that, I think you have to assimilate because those are the houses you're going to be competing with. I think the world is very different today, and this is how it works. Buying a house is very visual. It doesn't start by a drive-by anymore. It starts by what? It starts by the internet. Mm-hmm. People go online. It's easy to do. It's something people do it for fun. They troll houses. It's sort of a thing that people do just for enjoyment. So you start by saying, okay, you know, I want to move to Bridgewater, New Jersey. It's easy. They're shopping there. So you go to the Bridgewater. You go to any of these sites, and you put the zip code in. You go houses from 200 to a million. And then people start to look, and they compare, products, and they compare services, they compare things in a house. So to me, it starts with the pictures. So you don't really get a feel per se from a house from pictures. Pictures are very, wouldn't you say the pictures can be very much not truthful?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that photographers do to stretch the way a room looks, take it at different angles. And, of course, what are you going to do? You're not going to take your worst shots. You're going to take your best shots. Mm-hmm. But it does start with that. And people, if they have a list, they go and they look at maybe 10 houses that they like. They'll take notes often. And then of those, maybe they'll pick three or four for you to take them out to see.
Yes.
And those houses tend to be the ones that what? Had the best looking pictures.
Yes.
And people say, oh, they're not buying your furniture, they're not buying this. I believe, and I'm curious of what you think, people will pick what looks beautiful in the space and they take the decoration into consideration of looking or not looking at that house.
Yes.
Do you believe that to
yes,
be true?
I do.
So if someone likes arts and crafts and they have a true stickly dining room and it's painted a pretty color, that might get on the list and that stickly dining room is not going with them. So to me, staging is critical in that way because people want to envision themselves in that house, in your house, and make it their house.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically, what is a room? A room is a box, a square or a rectangular box. And what people put in it gives it its value. It gives it its depth, and it shows on film well. So I think you have to start there. So before you list your house, you have to think about it. So my first thing on my list, and I know you have a wonderful list, so I want to we'll go back and forth on the list of things. My first thing on my list is to start from the outside of the property. Mm-hmm. And what I like to do when I tell my, because people often hire me to stage before they list a property. So what I like to do is I say, if you're lucky enough for the pictures to look good and you're on the list, before they go out with you, Dottie, they may go look at seven houses and then do a drive-by.
A lot of them do drive-by.
And then they do three maybe with you.
Yes.
So the second thing is curb appeal.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, you're on the list because your house was looking good on the inside. The shots were nice. Then they do the curb appeal thing. So I take people out to the road. And I said, let's look at our house from the road. And you know what? I'm just as guilty of this as anybody else. Most people, if they have a colonial or a newer house, 90s or better, have an attached garage. So they never go to their front door. Their guests come in their side door, they have kids, they never come in their front door. So I take it from the way people are going to look at it, they're going to look at the front door. And I would say 80% of the people go, oh my God, I need to power wash, right?
Yes.
It's not dirty per se, but it hasn't been looked at, so you have to power wash. So one of the things that I would do right away is power wash.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is take a look at your shrubs.
I bet you everybody needs their shrubs cut back a little bit.
Yes.
Because overgrown shrubs don't look good in pictures, and it gives people the impression that a house has not been cared for, even if it has been cared for. So power washing and the cutting down or cutting back or shaping the bushes is very important. The third thing is the walkway. You want to make sure somebody's coming up your walkway that it's even, that it's level, that mm-hmm. it looks nice. You either wash it down or power wash it before you have a showing.
And no bushes are interfering. Now you've got to walk around.
Exactly.
Make sure the bushes are trimmed so the walkway is clear.
So you have a clear path.
Yes.
The next thing that I always suggest to people, and it's a little bit of an expense, but it makes a difference, wash your windows.
Yes.
Big deal. A lot of people will look at a house, and if the windows look slightly foggy, they think what? Broken seals. And that means I have to replace 16 windows, and then you're off the list. But often, all that is from the wintertime, that's that grime and that dust. So have your windows professionally cleaned, and if you can't afford it, get out there with Windex, clean your windows. Do you know dirty windows show in pictures of listings? Do you ever see that?
Yes.
And I see a lot
of... foggy look.
It's a foggy look, and it gives people the impression that the house is not well maintained.
Yes.
So clean your windows on the outside. I would say keeping the driveway in good condition is also very important. Although it's kind of hard right now because I don't think you can do the macadam and the fill-ins.
No.
But as soon as it gets warm enough, you want to do two things. You want to, if you have any holes or depressions in your driveway, you want to fill. Mm-hmm. And then if nothing else, do a seal coat. A seal coat makes a big, big difference on the outside of a house. Painting is always nice. A fresh coat of paint on a house looks wonderful. But if you don't have the budget to do that, paint the trim. Crisp white trim makes a house look new. The other thing you can do, there's a new trend now. The houses, a lot of houses are more neutral colors. Lots of grays or earth colors, brown grays.
Yeah.
And then they have a pop of color at the front door.
Yes.
So maybe we just paint the front door.
Yes.
And painting the front door a new pop of color adds interest, and it makes the house look like it's cared for because they did something to it. Orange is a big pop color, but it's kind of risky. Blues are very, very popular right now. Just something that has a pop of color and that sort of freshness.
Dark golden yellow.
Yep.
That'd be pretty.
Interesting colors with the gray. But you know what? Maybe your house is green. So a pop of something new in the space might be kind of nice, and it gives a freshness to it. If you have a colonial, more traditional house, add some shutters. It brings another level to the space. Mm-hmm. Not too expensive to do in this market. The next thing I see on the outside, and if you have a deck is maintenance, people, power wash your deck.
Yeah.
That is, when you walk out on somebody's deck and the first thing you see is, you know, mildewy gray boards, it's just unappealing. And that's something they can do. What about on the outside for you? Are there any hot buttons you say to people that were things that they should do before they
Definitely,
list their house on the outside?
This time of year, it's the yard debris. Some leftover leaves
right.
have come down. Clean all
Ooh,
that
very
up.
True.
Yep.
Very true.
Do
like a spring cleanup early maybe?
Yes.
And get rid of all the wet leaves that were on the... Yeah.
Yes. Just spruce that up. And the old mulch that was there, just kind of fluff it up, get it going so it looks... dark again.
No, that's another a trick that I actually forgot about. Thank you for reminding me of that. I personally, and everybody is different, but I personally now love dyed black mulch. And the reason I like dyed black mulch is mulch oxidizes very quickly. So when you have black mulch, by the next morning it's coffee brown. It's not black anymore. It does not retain the blackness. I think visually it lasts to me to the end of the season because it starts out so dark.
Mm-hmm.
But if you start with a red mulch or a lighter mulch, it looks gone by the end.
Yes.
It becomes a dirt color.
Yes.
So I always suggest to do the dyed black mulch. It comes a rich brown. I've been able, if I'm a little generous with my mulch, sometimes to get a second year out of it if you fluff the mulch.
Yes.
But you can't leave it flat. You have to aerate it a little bit.
Turn it over a little bit.
Yeah.
First rain, if there's any dirt, the first rain will get rid of that.
Exactly.
But just fluff it up and get it looking fresh again.
What is the time frame? I feel that people now, February, should still be doing the preparing now. There's only so much you can do outside, then we'll start to talk about inside.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is the optimum month for spring market to put it on if they're sort of fluffing right now?
February, March.
Yeah.
Depending on the weather. If it stays warm like this,
right.
definitely get it on. People are out there.
Spring market starts early if the weather is warm.
Yeah.
All right, so let's transition a little bit now into the inside of the house. So for me, one of the things that I say when as soon as you open the door is what? Fragrance.
Yes.
And people look, kind of not look, but they kind of to see what a house smells like.
Especially when during the winter, the house is so closed up.
Exactly. The house doesn't.
Spring blooms in. Some
right.
Fresh flowers.
Right.
Get it sparkling.
Right. And also cleanliness has its own smell.
Yes.
So we don't want the house to be perfumed because perfumed is very subjective.
Right.
Years ago, people would want to put a heavy scent in a house. That's considered unappealing now.
Yes.
But for it to be neutral and have a clean smell, like linen, just a clean smell, is best at this point, I would say.
Yeah.
Pet smells. One of the things you should always do, and they say this as a hallmark for a good host or hostess, is 15 minutes before your guests come, go out of the house, go down the driveway, come back up, and then walk in the door. You'll get, if there's a smell in there, you won't become immune to it anymore, and you can feel it. Same thing with your own house. Make sure that your house is has a nice, fresh smell to it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to broil fish. We have to live a little bit lighter, I think.
Yeah.
Live a little bit lighter during this time.
Yes.
And detach yourself from the house a little bit. So then once you get past the entryway, I think most people probably on the first floor are very interested in the kitchen. So I find that the trend these days is towards just lighter everything, lighter wall colors, lighter cabinets, just lighter in general.
Yep.
So if you can lighten up a surface, that's always a good thing. And you have to be careful with that. If you have beautiful espresso cabinets and they work within the space, you can compensate a little bit by changing the paint color and having it work together. Now, I've worked in staging houses where someone has done like a dark coffee bean espresso cabinet, but I'll put then a sort of, and then sort of a cream brown countertop, but then I'll go with it like a pale, pale blue and tie the blue and the dark brown together, which makes it look more current. I think in general with kitchens, if you have cabinets that are a little dated or maybe an oak cabinet that's very blonde and it's not so much in style anymore, paint them.
Yeah.
Sanding and painting cabinets is considered very acceptable right now. New hardware, nice clean hardware, and nice white cabinets makes a big difference in a space. Don't you think?
Yes. And less on the countertop.
Correct. Oh, absolutely.
Empty it off.
Really very little on the countertop.
Yes. It makes the space look larger.
Larger, exactly. No toaster ovens, things of that nature.
Coffee maker's fine.
Yeah.
That's it.
But yeah, just that's it. So it looks lived in a little bit, but not crowded because it gives the appearance that there's not enough space.
Yes.
Very much so. Let's move on to the living space of the house, the kitchen, the family room, I should say, off the kitchen, and then if there's a living room in the front of the house. One of the first things I say doesn't cost a lot of money, and that's get rid of clutter.
Mm-hmm.
Toys.
Start pre-packing.
Yeah, start pre-packing. You know, it might even be a smart idea to either consolidate with new bins and put them in the basement ready to go, or even if you have to, get a storage space in the interim and get some of that stuff out.
Yes.
Show more floor space. I always say nothing on the floor. And in every room, you should do a test. And that test is you have to walk completely around the room in a circle without an obstruction. We don't want any rooms, even if you're not an open house, you want to be able to go from room to room with no obstructions. So no decorative accessories on the floor. Have that be clear as possible. So very important to be clutter-free. The next thing I say is in your spaces where you spend a lot of time, no personal pictures.
Right.
No wedding picture on the wall. No graduation pictures.
Depersonalize it
and get all those personal photos.
People want to visualize their own personal selves in there. They
don't
want to look at everybody's photos.
Exactly.
Because it puts an emotional tied to things.
Right.
And this is a product being sold.
Exactly. And it's a little harder to do because the home is so personal.
Yes.
But you have to do that. Realize that it's not your place. It's somebody else's space now. And then box them up neatly and just put the personal pictures away.
And
any other touches you think?
Yes. Put away any heavy blankets for the winter.
Uh-huh.
Get different pillows if you must.
Yeah.
If the pillows are dark, go get a complimentary color, lighter color, like the kitchen, if you did it with the pale blue, bring in some blue pillows.
Exactly.
Just bring in some spring colors to lighten it up.
Very good point. Color blocking is a way to make a space look bigger visually. So pick a color that's in style, that you like. The new yellow with gray is very popular now. So if you put it in an accent, carry that with little accents around the space, a vase upstairs.
Yes.
And that's a way to have continuum. It makes it not only look bigger, but it makes the rooms flow even if you don't have an open floor plan. If your color is orange, I'm just this month in Design New Jersey magazine, I did a whole house renovation. Very, very more contemporary and very, very neutral grays, but our pop was orange. And you'll notice in every picture, whether it's just a piece of beautiful orange glass or whether it's a picture or something, that traveled from room to room, and it photographed well because you need a pop color.
And people notice that.
Yeah, apple green's a great one. I love that. Tiffany box blue is a great one. And you can keep your core stuff, but change those things.
Yes.
People will say to me all the time, well, I'm not going to get new sofas because they're not buying the sofas. But you take that same brown sofa and you put a peridot green, two peridot green pillows on it, like, boom, it shows on film.
It looks like it's brand new.
It has a freshness. A lot of times, Dottie, people buy sofas for the pillows. They're not even looking at the sofa.
Yes.
They're looking at the pillows and like, oh, I like this.
Yes.
Exactly. So that's definitely how it works. I think that if you can bring in, even if it's a small piece of furniture in a kitchen, to sort of give the look of an eat-in kitchen, I think that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
I think dining rooms, I believe for holidays, people still like dining rooms.
Yes.
I think you can give up a living room, per se, as long as there's a family space, but I think people want dining rooms. So I have set rooms up as
to accommodate a lot of people.
How do you feel about dining rooms and spaces?
My personal opinion and
it's often,
yes.
If it's different than mine, that's fine.
Yes. I would love a dining room. I don't have one, but we're putting an addition on our house,
right,
which is going to be a larger kitchen,
right,
which with a larger table. So
right,
my kitchen table is going to be my dining room table, which will hold about 14 people.
Which accommodates the people, which
yes,
is the point of the matter. And so designate a space. Maybe your
yes,
kitchen can't most kitchens couldn't accommodate the table that
exactly,
you have, but have a space, even if we have to alternate a space to make that work, where it's a dedicated dining space,
mm-hmm,
where you could have holidays, because I think that's part of trading up, is to say, okay,
yes,
we could do this now.
Yes.
Definitely. You came up with a wonderful list of some general things for staging, and I'd
mm-hmm,
love you to read some of them, if that's okay.
Yes. When you mentioned about the entryway.
Sure.
Spruce up the entryway, like you said, about painting the front door, giving it a pop of color. That actually sets the tone for the whole showing.
It does.
Put an umbrella stand there. I did an open house on Sunday, and as you know,
it rained.
And somebody came with their umbrella, and they left it down. It's upstairs condo, so
right,
they left it down on the floor at the bottom. But if you have an umbrella stand, it looks like you're accommodating because of the weather.
And not only that, they drag in water, and then if you have mud on your
yes,
feet, it becomes like a disaster.
Yes.
So an umbrella stand is an excellent
yes,
something I wouldn't have thought of.
A new welcome mat.
Okay.
Because they start getting dull and dingy.
Yeah.
Get something with a pop of color on it.
Right.
They have so many pretty ones now with like a pattern to it, a paisley pattern or
there's
something.
So, there's so many different types. Yeah, very
they
nice.
Bring in flowers
mm-hmm,
for spring aromas. Again, get rid of all the heavy winter stuff.
Sure.
Even like in a bedroom, get rid of the heavy winter flannel sheets and comforters and bring out the lighter ones.
Mm-hmm.
We are still having some cold weather, so if you have to put an additional blanket on for the night, pack it away and get rid of it.
Right.
Just so that it shows well, the house shows well. Decluttering, closets, put away winter clothes, spring cleaning, clean.
Mm.
We talked about the yard. We talked about washing the windows. Wash
yeah,
the walls down.
Wipe,
yeah. Give them a quick wipe down with a damp sponge. You won't believe what collects, especially if you have a fireplace.
Yeah. Even ladies or gentlemen, but ladies, your hair products, that builds up residue on your
yes,
walls. And you don't necessarily see it until you touch it.
So true.
Yeah.
So true. In the bathrooms. That's exactly it. Again, swap out dark colors for bright, cheery colors. Let the sun shine in. Open up the drapes.
Oh, big one,
in.
Big one.
Again, wash the windows.
Right.
You're going to see that more. And fixes and touch-up paints and things like that.
Definitely. How about window treatments? One of the things I suggest to people, even if they spent a lot of money on heavy window treatments, lighten up the window treatments.
Yes.
I personally like the look of either two stationary panel drapes with it completely open on each end. I like to keep my, as long as there's not a privacy issue, I like to keep very little on the windows these days.
I agree. agree.
I don't love shears. I like the cleanness. And I even when people go to the backyard and they look in, with there's a shear, it doesn't look so good from the outside.
Right.
But if it's open, now, again, you're moving. You're in transition. That makes a big difference. So
yes.
I like that. Or a very simple... You know, you can change out inexpensively. Your roller shades and solar shades have come back in, and they're very inexpensive. And just have a simple shade that's maybe a quarter way down,
mm-hmm.
just lighter, not so much heaviness on the windows. Again, even things like in your dining room space, if you have big collections of things, heavy collections,
yes.
it gives the impression that it's not their house.
Yes.
So sort of tone that
much.
Down a
too
bit.
Much tchotchkes, yeah. put everything away.
Right.
Like I said, pre-packing. You're moving anyway. Start
right.
putting things away.
Exactly.
Empty out that corner hutch to just a few things, one or
right.
two things on a shelf, and then the rest put away.
Dottie, we're out of time.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, thank you for being so good today. Can you just give us your phone number and your information?
Yes. My name is Dottie Polak. I'm with Weichert Realtors. My direct cell is 609-357-8436.
Dottie, you were great. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Rich.
All right. Wonderful shows ahead for the rest of this month. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And we will see you next week right here with another episode of Modern Design. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News.
I'm ready to get started. This is the debate they said they wanted. I said we'd have an open and fair process. We're trying to do that. And the sooner we get started, the better, because we'll need to wrap this up this week.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell talking about the immigration debate. Now, there is some word, and the senator did also accuse Democrats of stalling on immigration as the Senate entered its third day of debate without having a single policy vote. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan also weighed in on the